SBS Radio.
So migrants resettling to regional Australia, tell us its benefits among the migrants and refugee communities.
Well, obviously, there are benefits in terms of employment. Mm-hmm. A lot of migrants and refugees struggle to find jobs in the city, and where there are jobs available in regional areas, they could take them up. There's also affordable housing in lots of regional towns, which is not the case in many parts of our bigger cities. Also, regional Australia can offer friendly and healthy environments and also welcoming communities.
It's in your media release. Can you share to our listeners the settlement of Burmese refugees at Neil in Western Victoria?
Yeah, so Neil was a town that was struggling with a dwindling population, but it also had quite a large poultry processing plant called Loverduck. And Loverduck was looking for employees. And they couldn't find any locally. So they approached Ames with the idea of trying to recruit some refugees. Mm-hmm. So we initially took a small group of Karen up to Neil to have a look at the town, to inspect the plant, to just get a taste of what life would be like there. And initially, a few of them accepted job offers with Loverduck. And obviously, through word of mouth, more and more Karen moved up there, to the point where there were almost 200 Karen living in the town. And, you know, adding to the economic and social richness of the town, and also filling those jobs at Loverduck, which allowed the plant to expand.
So there's what you call this, benefits both for the refugees as well as the regional community, right? It's a two-way process.
That's right. It's what the managers at Loverduck called a win-win situation. So it was good for the local economy, good for Loverduck, but also good for the Karen, because they could find work there and buy houses and, you know, start new lives.
Did they have any problems with the resettlement, or the support was available for them if they needed?
Well, the report we did identified some critical factors in the successful settlement of this, Karen Knowles. First was the jobs. Second was housing availability. And the third was a welcoming community. So the community in Neil were very welcoming. Very, very few people thought it was a bad idea to invite the Karen there. So that made all the difference. And also there were a couple of locals who were champions of the idea, who really convinced the rest of the community and brought the community along to the realization this was a really good thing for the town.
Laurie, what are the additional benefits that regional communities could get from hosting migrants and refugees?
So a lot of regional communities face population decline, which means that the shops close, maybe services move away to bigger towns, you know, the schools are no longer viable, businesses can't recruit people to be able to expand. So regional settlement of migrants and refugees, you know, managed properly can address some of these problems that regional towns face.
Mm-hmm. So you were saying a while ago that there are a lot of job opportunities in there. So would you say that this is how the future of Australia would be, like migrants and refugees are all going to the regional communities?
No, I wouldn't say that migrants and refugees are all going to the regional community. I think that the people who want to go and who can see opportunities and jobs and whose skills match the jobs that are available should really consider going there. And I think that probably will happen.
Okay, so it's just if they do have the skills needed in those particular areas, right?
Yeah, well, if you look at the Karen are basically an agrarian people. You know, they're gardeners and they live in jungle villages traditionally. So they're very good at agriculture and cultivation. And so the jobs in Neil are very much to do with, you know, rearing livestock and agriculture. And they found those jobs the sort of thing that they were after, and they found the environment in a way familiar to them, much different to where they'd been living in the suburbs of Melbourne that were, you know, very strange, very different to what they were used to living in Myanmar.
And this is more of agrarian skills is needed, right? How about other skills? What sort of other skills would regional communities need?
Well, regional communities need all sorts of skills. I mean, if you just look at For instance, you know, doctors, dentists, pharmacists, there's a shortage of those in regional Australia.
Okay.
We have a lot of refugees coming from places like Syria and Iraq mm-hmm. who are qualified doctors, dentists, pharmacists and other, you know, professional people. And so, you know, we're looking at trying to find ways of getting them, getting their skills recognised and getting their training up to scratch more quickly so that they could take up these opportunities in regional Australia. And many of them are, you know, willing to work anywhere if they can restart their careers.
Mm-hmm. So what sort of trainings are given?
Yeah, so there are, mm-hmm. there are for professions, mm-hmm. there are requirements for English, mm-hmm. and then there are, say, in the instance of you know, medical professionals, there are clinical tests they have to pass, and they most of them will have to do some kind of internship. But the internships could be in regional hospitals. There's no reason why they can't be.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at those sorts of things to try to not only improve the career paths of refugees, but also fill some of these vacancies in regional Australia.
So with this, we're giving hope to a lot of migrants and refugees, right?
Yeah, well, we hope so.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you very much, Mr. Laurie Noel, Media Manager from AIMS Australia.
My pleasure. Nice
Have
to
a
talk
good day.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.